Welcome to Erica's Vibe Talks podcast. My name is Erica Martin, and I'm an entrepreneur obsessed with good vibes, real talks, breaking free from the crowd, and authentically sharing all things life, business, love, beliefs, and most importantly, I'm obsessed with helping people better their lives and break free from the norm. If you are looking for inspiration, information, and a place where real talks are shared about how to achieve your best life, then you have come to the right spot. My goal is that you reach your highest potential while vibing high and being you. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose of fuel for your soul. Leave it to me to leave you with all the mindset shifts, realizations of your potential, and shortcuts I've learned along my personal journey. We are about to have a blast. Thank you for pushing play. Let's boogie. Hello, hello. I'm back. It has been a very busy last couple of weeks for me with traveling and just so much going on in my business. I'm so excited to be back on the podcast. And today's episode is going to be awesome because I am going to walk you through so many different experiences I have been through these past couple of weeks, but also a lot of insight on things that I have learned and that have helped me with leveling up my mindset. And I feel that this is a really good topic because so many people are looking to level up their minds and their life, and they don't know where to begin, or they just love to hear different people's perspectives. And so today I'm going to be talking about how to level up your life. But before I get into that, I want to catch you up on life lately. This past couple of weeks, in the beginning of March, I actually went to Portugal with Javi, and we went out there for a really big event. It's like the Grammys for Herbalife. It's the event where the worldwide distributors meet in this location. This year it was in Portugal. Next year is going to be in LA, and then the following year is outside of the country, and like they kind of flip-flop like that. And so this event is one of the most life-changing events, I feel, because it just gives a bigger and broader perspective on the company that we are a part of. And we get to hear so many incredible stories of people that live in different countries that still have that desire to change their life, to level up their life, to not be stuck in victim mindset, and you know, take on this opportunity that we took on 10 years ago to really use it to their advantage so that they can get out of whatever living situation they were in that they were not happy with. And so at this event, it was cool because Javi and I actually decided to go 2 days before the actual event began. And so we were able to explore Portugal and, you know, be tourists and see so many beautiful places. And every single time that I travel, I love to go a couple of days before the like actual itinerary begins with business, so that I can enjoy the places that I'm visiting. I feel that the coolest thing ever about the business opportunity that we decided to join is the fact that we have the opportunity to travel to places all over the world. Javi and I have been to so many places. From, I can name just a few just to give you an idea of just the opportunities of travel that we've been able to go through. Is we've gone to Singapore, which was super cool. We've gone to Dubai, Colombia, Panama, Mexico. We've gone to all over Europe. We've gone to Scotland, France, Italy, Amsterdam, Prague. We've gone to so many beautiful places that were literally dreams of ours. And because we are building the type of business that we are building, we have been able to have so much incredible flexibility with our time and opportunity to see the world. And so whenever we have these destination events, Javi and I make it a point to attend, but also to see the country and the place that we are at. And so I'm so grateful that my mom and my dad were actually down to watch our kids for 8 days while we were away. And it really just gave us the experience and the blessing to be able to go and enjoy it. And so Portugal was beautiful. If you have never been to Portugal, I highly recommend that you go and that you see it, because it is so beautiful and so inexpensive. We were shocked. Everything was euros, but very cheap in price, but the quality of everything was so good. The food was delicious. The people were amazing. And we really got the opportunity to learn about the Portuguese people and the history of it. And that's what I love the most, is it gives me a perspective of just how the same everybody is. I feel like that is always that reassurance to me, that in general, we can be from any background. We can be Black, white, Chinese, Latin, from different nationalities. And ultimately, what I have learned from seeing so many parts of the world is that we are all pretty much the same, and we all want the same. Even though we look different, our cultures are different, ultimately we want the same things, which is love. We want to feel love. We want to be in love. We want safety and security. We want happiness. We want spiritual growth. We want to make money, right? Like, we want to be successful. We want to fulfill our dreams and our desires. Ultimately, we want freedom. And in any country that I have visited, any history, museum and interaction that I've had with learning about the culture, is like, it all goes back to that. And that's very inspiring to me, because it reassures me that I am on the right path when it comes to pursuing everything that I desire and everything that I have been desiring now for the past 10 years after I decided that I didn't want to continue to live my corporate America lifestyle. And I don't want to knock corporate America, because corporate America taught me a lot. But the one thing that corporate America did not teach me was how to level up my life and what I needed to do to be able to live my best life. When I was working in corporate America, what I learned a lot was work ethic and, you know, clocking in and doing the job correctly and, you know, pretty much doing a good job so that I can keep my job and then hopefully I can get a raise or a bonus or, you know, whatever. That it did teach me, but I never was exposed to how to take my life from that stage of just depending on my boss for my pay and my raises and my increase in lifestyle and my income, to the level up of in my life of being able to now take control of my own future and now making a plan to make everything that I want a reality. And so only when I started to venture off and started to learn and grow in my personal business was when I was exposed to certain things and certain direction that up until this day has continued to help me with becoming the person that I ultimately want to become and designing the life that I ultimately feel that I deserve. And so the cool thing about this is that I have learned a couple of hacks and a couple of things that seem very small and seem very not a big deal, but these are the most important things about the path of leveling up your life. And so if you are in the car right now and you're listening to this, or maybe you are at home and you want to take some notes on an action plan that I can leave you guys with based on my personal experience and what has helped me, now would be the time. If you want to pause this and go and get like a paper so that you can take some notes, this time would be the perfect time, because I'm just going to like lay it out on you on the things that I did to be able to take my life in a different direction and really take, I guess you can say, like, take everything that I learned and actually put it into an action plan. And so one of the first things that I did was I allowed myself to be inspired. And I believe, and speaking to many people, I believe that many, many, many people are stuck in this mindset of like not allowing themselves to feel any type of excitement or any type of overly I guess you can say, amazed by people that have accomplished big things in their life, or people that are giving some sort of advice to you that could be beneficial to your life. I feel that many, many, many people are stuck in skeptical mindset. And I say this because that is the interior identity that I have, is always to be with a guard up. And my guard is always thinking skeptical about whatever it is that I'm learning, whoever it is that I'm learning from, whatever story I'm being told. I'm always looking at it with an alternative viewpoint. And I always feel that people have alternative motives, ulterior motives for whatever it is that they're telling me or whatever advice that they're giving me. And so I have had to learn and really be extremely self-aware to catch myself when I am in that state, because when I am in that state of mind, I don't allow a lot of good, beautiful energies and vibes and information to get inside of my mindset and stay there permanently. What I end up doing when I am on the opposite end of allowing myself to be inspired is that I become like a hater. I sit there and I'm just like, oh yeah, you know, thinking all of the things that are not beneficial to this very valuable information that I may be grabbing and being exposed to. And so if you are the type of person that is very skeptical and you are always like looking at or hearing a story and kind of trying to see or kind of being in that little hater mentality of like, yeah, whatever, this person is, he ain't shit or whatever, right? Then you're never going to allow yourself the opportunity to actually be almost like childlike when it comes to a new opportunity or a new piece of information or a new exposure to somebody. You're never going to allow yourself to have that magic that comes with just feeling excited about a possible change in your mindset and in your life. And so one of the main things that I did when I started off in venturing into changing the direction of my life was allowing myself to hear stories and listen to audios and surround myself around people that were doing things differently in their life. And I just let my guard down. I let my guard down. I was allowing myself to hear it from eyes of a student and to really just be excited about what it was that I was hearing. Because when I allowed myself to do that, suddenly I started to see that I was capable of doing things that before that I wasn't capable of. I didn't see it for myself. I couldn't see it for myself because I was so stuck in this stinking thinking, we like to call it, and this negative mindset of not allowing myself to even feel excited, that it wasn't allowing me to really grasp the information that was being shared with me to use it to my advantage. And so number one would be, allow yourself to be inspired by stories and by things that you see that people are accomplishing and people are doing with their life. The way that you can one day achieve the things that you want in your life is by first starting that route, I feel. That's what really changed a lot for me. So that's number one. Number two is getting really clear with what is it that you want to achieve in your life. What are the things that if you close your eyes right now and you really analyze the way that your life is right now, and you can just talk to yourself and be like, can you imagine if I had just $10,000 more in my bank account? Or if every single month I would be earning an extra $1,000, what could I do with that money? How would my life look differently? What is it that you want deep down inside that you, when you let go of all of the limiting beliefs in your mind and all the trauma that maybe holds you back with just even allowing yourself to think about it, when you let all of that go, what is that thing or that person that you want to become? What does that person look like? What are those things that you do on a daily basis that right now you are not doing it because of X, Y, and Z reason, but how cool would it be if you can? that right there puts you in the first path of just allowing yourself to understand what you want. You know, I feel so many people don't even know what they want because they don't allow themselves to even dream. And it sounds so stupid and it sounds so childish when people say, oh, you know, it's a dream of mine, or I'm living my dream life, or wow, this was a dream. Because it's when we become adults, we already start to get that talk of like, be realistic. You know, there's no time to dream anymore. This is adult life. This is real life. But once we stop dreaming and imagining life to be a different way and hearing stories and feeling excited about like, wow, what if that can happen to me? Once we stop that, we stop living. We literally start to slowly die. And the essence of how amazing it is to live, it literally dies. You begin to die. You begin to get atrophy. I think that's what it's called, like rust in your brain. And to get that rust out of your brain is very difficult. It's not that you cannot, but it's a big challenge when you stop allowing yourself to have that experience. And so one of the main things is that, right? Like, write down your goals, get clear on exactly what is it that you want. And then once you have that, number three, you're going to make a plan. You're going to now know what it is that you want. And then now you're going to ask yourself, now, I want this. What decisions do I need to make? What actions do I need to take so that I can get closer to achieving that goal? And so for me, when I first started out, my goal was that I didn't want to work in corporate America anymore. I wanted to have something that I can do for a living that allowed me flexibility with my time. And it also allowed me to have freedom, because that was like my main thing. I want to be able to do what I want with my days. But I also wanted something that allowed me the opportunity to grow as a person and become like a very confident and strong woman. And so that was before I had even known that I was going to start Herbalife. But in the back of my head, that's what I wanted deep down. And so once I knew that, now my mind was open to start looking around for opportunities. Before that, I was closed-minded. I didn't even have any opening in my door to anything. Maybe people offered me something that can help me out of my situation, but I wasn't open to it because I didn't even know what I wanted. I wasn't clear with what I wanted. The moment that I became clear, the opportunity showed up at my door. And the moment that it showed up, I felt like, okay, this is what I have been looking for. So when I wrote down my goals of I want to get out of my job, I want to do something that gives me freedom and flexibility, I want to make a lot of money, I want to be able to have an opportunity to become the woman that I dream about and I desire to be. Now when I saw Herbalife and I saw all of the things that it was capable, I mean, what the potential was for me to be able to achieve these things, now it made sense to me. And I said, well, this is the action. This is the tool that I've been looking for. And if I start this business, now I'm going to be able to have actions that are going to get me in alignment with those goals. And so the same thing has to be with you. Once you know exactly what it is that you want, what are the things that you need to do to get you closer to whatever it is that you want to achieve? And then once you are there, now it's time to work on yourself, right? You're not going to be able to continuously grow and move towards the life that you desire and the level up that you desire if you are not working on bettering and improving skill sets. And these skill sets can be as easy as this. What is it that you suck at right now that you are not happy about, that you suck at it, but that you would love to be able to maybe get better at? A lot of people suffer with being shy. And deep down inside, you are not really shy. Maybe things just happened to you when you were growing up. Maybe you were embarrassed. People embarrassed you. You were put down. Some type of self-esteem issues arose because maybe when you were not shy, somebody made you feel stupid, or you just don't feel confident because you don't know what to talk about or whatever, right? Like, that's usually when I talk to people, that's usually what everybody is afraid of, is that they are afraid of speaking or they are saying that they're shy, but deep down inside, I know that it's bullshit, right? So if that is something that you suffer with, which is an example, then that is the first thing that you need to work on. For me, what I needed to work on was why I was always self-sabotaging myself. So I was not shy. I knew that once I acquired certain skills on, you know, being able to sell and being able to speak and get my point across, like I would be okay because I'm naturally a bubbly person. But my issue was that every time I started something, I would quit. And every single time that I had an issue, I would go to sleep. I know that it sounds really weird, but you know, some people suffer with alcoholism and drug addiction and any type of way to numb themselves. And for me, I would go to sleep. Every single time there was an issue, oh, I can go to sleep in a second. That has been like my biggest hurdle and challenge in my life is that I can literally numb myself with sleep. I am not an insomniac at all. I have no issues with sleep whatsoever. Thank God. I get very much rest in a second. But it can also be something that is not good because I self-sabotage. Because once I feel like I'm overwhelmed and I feel like my plate is too full, I always resort to being like, I need to sleep. And that is not good if I want to build a business. That is not good if I want to become a stronger, more empowered, successful woman. I need to understand why do I do that to myself. And so the first thing that I would do when I actually started to be self-aware and reflect on the things that I believed were not allowing me to move forward and to move forward as fast as I wanted, I felt like, damn, like this is a roadblock. I know that if I were to be able to understand this and fix this, I would be able to go faster. I would be able to achieve whatever it is that I want to achieve, but this shit keeps stopping me. And so what is it? Why do I do this? I literally would go on YouTube. Why do I self-sabotage? And on YouTube, there are 5,000 videos that you can start to click on, free resources that are going to help you understand why people do what they do, and all based on specifically what you do to yourself. Maybe you're the type of person that constantly gets in toxic relationships. YouTube, why do I constantly get in toxic relationships? Maybe you have issues with keeping relationships. Maybe you always ruin a relationship because you don't know how to communicate. How do I communicate better? Basically, you are going to self-assess yourself on the things that you know you need to get better at. And that's going to be the first thing that you are going to jump into on YouTube and finding books that are in that, you know, genre, in that particular subject. And you are going to dive in. And this is going to allow you now to become very interested in bettering yourself, in getting to your goals, and very interested in the feeling that is going to come once you start to understand yourself better. The reason why there are so many people that are very low with self-esteem and they don't have confidence and they allow life to just run them over and, you know, they feel that they have no control of the things that happen to them is simply because they don't know where they're going. The person that doesn't know where they're going, trust me that outside sources are going to direct them where they want them to go, right? So if you are not following a plan that you put for yourself, somebody else is going to give you a plan. And I guarantee you that it's going to be very different and very far from that plan that you truly want to achieve and to follow. But because you haven't sat down and actually gotten clear with what it is exactly that you want to do with your life, what it is exactly that you are going to do to achieve that, then now self-assess yourself to make sure that you are working on the things that you know you need to improve. You're never going to be able to get out of your situation. And on the contrary, you're going to find yourself with anxiety, with depression, with all of the negative feelings and all of the negative outcomes that there are because you are not taking control of your life. And leveling up your life means that you are taking full responsibility of where your life is right now, and now making the conscious decision and the mature decision of now writing down a different path for yourself. And so it really just starts with those 3-4 things that I just explained. Getting clear with what you want, making an action plan, Then what else was it that I had said? Being open-minded and allowing yourself to dream and not be skeptical. That was actually the first one. I'm sorry. Number one was that. Number two was the goals, then getting into action. And then number four was now allowing yourself to be able to go and work on those things that are holding you back, that are self-sabotaging. Once you have those four things in your mind and now you understand these things, now you are setting yourself up to be open to receive things that are going to come your way, that you are going to be like, how? Wow, all I did was this small little shifts in my life. I allowed myself to be inspired. When I'm on Instagram or when I'm hearing different people and seeing different people accomplishing things, I am just allowing myself to imagine what my life can look like if I also was able to do that. Or when you hear a story like, wow, like how awesome. I'm really happy for that person. Like they're living the freaking life of their dreams. How cool. Like imagine if I can live the life of my dreams. And you just allow yourself that good feeling when you're watching other people and when you're receiving information from other people. Then you're like, all right, this is what I would love to be able to achieve in my life. Then you're going to get into the actions and then you're going to start working on yourself. And trust me that the end of this 2024, we're already in month four right now. The end, like the next quarter, is going to be entirely different than the beginning of this year and how this first year, this first chapter of this year began. It can change in an instant. You don't have to wait years. You don't have to wait months. It can change from a week to another. And it all starts with you. Let's not allow not one more month to go by, one more day, I want to say, one more day to go by where you are not living the life that you dream of and you desire. This is a lot of work, working on creating that version of you that you want to live is not easy. It takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of focus. It takes a lot of setbacks and then learning lessons in those setbacks to then get better. And then once you move up and you move forward and you dust yourself off, continue to receive bigger things. So don't sell yourself short. Don't give up. If you have been trying and you keep on failing, it's not a fail. It's only a fail once we die and then we don't continue, right? So make sure that you are focused, that you are writing down notes from this podcast, and that you are ready to make the end of or the next chapters of 2024, the year you truly decided that you are going to change your life and you are going to level up. So that's all for me. I hope that you guys liked this podcast episode. If you did, share it with a friend. And if you also did, let me know. I would love to hear some feedback as well. But anyways, it's a brand new week. I love you guys so much. Hello, April, and let's boogie. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. If you loved what you heard today, please share with me by leaving a review on iTunes so I can keep the vibes rolling your way. If you aren't already following me on Instagram, come and enjoy as I take you along my everyday life by following at epicfitcouple or visit my website at epicfitcouple.com. Love you guys. Thanks for allowing me to share more with you, and I can't wait to connect with you in my next episodes.